And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for today, fires over the weekend. First off, Amador County fire units were called out early today to a reported grass fire near the intersection of Stony Creek and Pardee Dam Road. Dispatched about 2 this morning, fire crews were quickly able to contain the fire to less than 3 acres. The cause of the fire under investigation. Calaveras fire crews were called out about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon to a grass fire in the Rancho Calaveras area. Aircraft was dispatched from Columbia but quickly released as the fire was contained at about 0.5 acre. Cal Fire reports the vegetation fire was caused by someone mowing dry grass. A citation was issued as the fire burned across 3 properties. And Saturday evening around 8 o'clock, firefighters were called to a fire burning in the Winkler Cove area at New Hogan. Burning in grass at a slow rate of spread, the fire was quickly contained within 0.5 hour of arrival. That fire also under investigation. And over the weekend, Amador fire units assisted both Sacramento and San Joaquin County firefighters. One fire burned near the intersection of Liberty Road and Highway 88, the other off Latrobe Road on Flagstaff Drive.
And Calaveras County has a new general plan. After a month of public hearings, the County Planning Commission voted unanimously to adopt the county's general plan. Now, the resolution has been adopted on a 5-0 vote. Now moving on to the Board of Supervisors. The county's general plan is a long-term blueprint reflecting the community's vision for growth over the next 20 years. In theory, that's accomplished by setting policies that comply with state requirements and balance public and private interests as they pertain to 8 elements of the plan: land use, housing, circulation, conservation, noise, safety, open space, and environmental justice. Now, the last time a general plan was adopted for Calaveras County was back in 1996, and county officials have been working on an update for the past 12 years. The Calaveras Board of Supervisors intends to hold 2 special hearings for final review, tentatively scheduled for July 30th and 31st. The plan could then be adopted by August at the earliest, after preparing findings to ensure the document meets state environmental requirements. The final document available for viewing on the county website.
And here's a rider alert from Amador Transit as of today. The bus stop at Dollar General has moved to the Ridge Road sidewalk in front of Dollar General. So the bus will no longer go up into the lot. It's going to stop right on the sidewalk. Also, they've added Dietert Park, the pool, and a stop at the library to the upcountry route. For more details on this, contact Amador Transit or visit amadortransit.com.
And AAA, projecting nearly 49 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles to celebrate Independence Day. Now, this is the highest forecast for July 4th since AAA began tracking holiday travel back in 2000. Now, more than 5.68 million Californians projected to travel over the 4th of July holiday, representing a nearly 4% increase over last year. Also, a new state record, breaking California's previous high of 5.47 million travelers set last year. The Independence Day holiday period defined as Wednesday, July 3rd through Sunday, July 7th. CHP will also conduct a max enforcement period throughout these dates. AAA predicts the worst traffic will be Wednesday, July 3rd, as people are traveling to their destinations. While Californians were greeted with $4 gas prices for Memorial Day, gas prices have since fallen significantly in the last 6 weeks. AAA reports the average price for a gallon of regular, $3.75 this past week, falling nearly 30 cents in just a month, and just 10 cents higher than paid last summer. Now, that's good news for the 4.4 million Californians planning to drive to their destinations. Nearly 762,000 Californians will fly to their destination. Airfares are trending 10% higher this Independence Day compared to last year.
And the Amador County Fair is rapidly approaching, and exhibit entry forms are due on Friday the 5th. Now, the exhibitor guide is available online, has all the questions answered you may have. AmadorCountyFair.com. A complete entry and judging schedule is also available online for all ages. Again, that 6 p.m. this Friday deadline for entry forms for the fair. AmadorCountyFair.com for more details.
And don't miss your chance to raft the McCollumy River this July, brought to you by Foothill Conservancy. July 14th and July 28th, you'll have the rare opportunity to raft the McCollumy with Oars of Angels Camp. Oars will run guided trips on the 5.5-mile Electra Middle Bar Run south of Jackson. Advanced reservations required. To reserve your spot, visit foothillconservancy.org or contact Carolyn at 223-3508.
And a reminder for you, the Sierra Baptist Church 4th of July Carnival is back and bigger and better than ever. The carnival, held each year on the 4th of July at Pioneer Park, will run this year from 11 a.m. to 2, featuring water slides, dunk tanks, petting zoo, demonstrations by the Sheriff's Canine Unit, waterworks by the Amador County Fire Department, an arcade contest, horseshoes, plus hamburgers and hot dogs, soft drinks, water, shaved ice, all free. All free, open to all residents. We're going to be talking with Robert Meese of the church tomorrow about this. Also, a quick reminder for you, if you missed our interview with Dr. Allison Pillsbury talking about the canine influenza, you can join us again at 8:30, or you can also visit our Facebook page, our KVGC Facebook page. That interview has been posted since yesterday, actually. Well, that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning, this first day of July. Believe it or not, first day of July for 2019. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.